Songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is Mi tune. The second one is Do. The second tune is known as Batak stem. The first string is for Re and the second one is for Lo Sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is grown surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting than jackfruit log is dragged as the rustler's place for producing sound, and the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doa in Hasapi Indi with Martodi Sitohan.
Thank you.
Tears was Terpaut Oleh Waktu by Daniela. This song was really famous when the new genre, it's not a new genre, but it's really new from Indonesia, in Indonesia, called indie band, where Daniela, also Payung Teduh, and 420 becomes really, really famous in Indonesia. And Daniela is one of my favorite. After this, I'll be playing you another favorite of mine, Discordia Balada Insan Muda.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub-District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the cherry tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as geseng bangsong. Geseng bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wadung yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cau, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Si cakrawala di hatiku melihat dua indah bola mata di tasku. Berketaran, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak menghilang, terang pun terasa dalam. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa-dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersamamu. Selalu ada dekatmu.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Tosuwami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Tosuwami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of tosuwami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Mengapa kita
takdirkan berjumpa, padahal kita takkan mungkin kesana. Ketujuan sama, bertemu di tengahnya, menunggu yang ku tahu sia-sia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya. Di sana kau bahkan tak sesaat pun teringat ku yang selalu mengingat. Di sana ku bukan yang utama, di sana kau terlihat bahagia. Ku petik bunga mawar warna jingga, hanya semata senyum kau dibuatnya. Tak sadarkan dirinya terluka di akhirnya, mencinta tanpa tahu akibatnya.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Pasuruan Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree, because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there.
Thank you.
the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fern forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Saat ku ingin kau
the legendary Solo Culinary Delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampol parrot, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call escampol parrot is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampol parrot, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Parrot is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol parrot is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of escampol parrot, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja, cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Kau ingin katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok hari nanti. Jatuh cinta tidak hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu. Dari kita, walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta dia,
tangga yang bisa tuliskan kata-kata yang indah. Nyatanya tak ada nyali untuk ungkapkan.
I wanna love you like a hurricane. I wanna love you like a mountain rain. So hard, so pure, so strong and crazy for you. Andai makan melihat aku terungkap semua isi hatiku. Alam sadarku, alam mimpiku, semua milikmu. Andai kau tahu, andai kau tahu, rahasia cintaku. Berdoa dan beranikan diri sebelum semua ini terlambat terjadi.
We are approaching the end of the morning session of Indonesia today. We're glad to have you here with me, Yunika, on the mic for 6 hours on the morning session, and it will be continued by my colleague Ray on the afternoon session. And again, dear listeners, I want to say thank you for streaming on our online streaming via news.id, or maybe you're listening to our app, RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. You can also connect with us through our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok via _official, our YouTube channel, VOI Official, and you can also send us message through email, voilisteners @gmail.com, and WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. And after this, to end this session of today, I'm going to play you a feature about how Bali respond to overtourism.
Everyone must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's travel wrote, rapid, unchecked development spurred by overtourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse. Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Mayan.
So this is going to be interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time, to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude and talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior, because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability, and for make change the attitude and behavior. That's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach clean up, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make movement their behavior and their attitude. So need continuity, and more than 3 years they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
Friday. So
every Friday morning
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this
absolutely.
Hours of morning.
Absolutely, and that makes me a little bit happy because of they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, and not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action. Minimums, they not throw the rubbish everywhere. And we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up is not only from us. This is from the sellers along the beach. Every morning they as well join the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach. Automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists. If this destination bad or we call sad comments from the tourists, so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali as well in Indonesia as well, non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand, the good white for surfing, and the good water for swimming as well, for jogging and for sightseeing. This is nice beach in the world, so most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity. Learn to surf, and then they can do a sport on the beach like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Volley. And a family activity like sand carving. And every activity of the tourist destination here. As you can see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month. They join our beach clean up. And other hotels, they are automatically every day
do it too.
So it means we already give an impact for the sense of belonging to
the people,
to take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach. There's also city.
Yes,
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize that how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty comfortable and enjoy for everyone. And so far Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here to doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe. And that's a nice atmosphere. But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem. Life is a problem, so that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Bandung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area, easy to get the dollars, they have to maintenance their area, which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure, so as well take action with their what we call that physicists or morals, how to keep our destination still
clean,
safety and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely.
or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded right now.
Yeah.
So this place, Bukal, Gian, Canggu, even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay, development or developing has been positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive there the infestation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity. As well about the behavior, you know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like drugs and you can see in the news.
Yeah, many, you can see so many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what have what we call it, what they can do or not doing.
Yeah,
as like they climbing the sacred temple. They doing not ethical on the road. As like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet, and many more bad manner. So this is we have to educate the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali. They have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the?
Okay, from the government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have, what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week. They inform with the local, so they see a local activity, and then they behavior change to like local. So they think this area is belong to them. So, what happened next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environments is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. I'm gonna give it a pause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So, you see that? Thank you. Thank you for the care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care of the rubbish as well. So they're happy for us if they're doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Ah,
so
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My